people. It is a Starship Rokan show with Anna DeVantis.
Yes. So we didn't get Amazon. We're going to have to live with that. But there might be other little second prizes that Amazon might spread some of the gains in the future. They could open up some smaller facilities here. And they already have substantial employment situation opportunities.
They were just advertising for them.
Yeah, just heard them.
Yeah.
They're up to $15 an hour now in the Chicagoland area.
Mm-hmm.
But no headquarters.
No HQ2.
No.
Damn it.
And apparently your Alexa is now apologizing to you for it. Did you see this?
I did not.
Yes. That, if you say hello to your smart speaker.
Yes.
You know, the one that's named Alex?
Don't say
right.
Name.
Don't say
we can mention her name. We just can't tell people what to do with it.
Well, I'll tell them what to do with it.
I talked to her this morning. She didn't apologize.
Well, you didn't. You must have not asked the question.
How are you today?
Or,
no, you have to ask her.
What? You got to go, what the?
What happened? Why didn't we get it?
Hello, Chicago. Sorry about the HQ2 rejection. But if it's any consolation, you were the second city we chose. Get it? It's funny because one of your nicknames is the second city, and that's also the name of the comedy institution in your city. Ha 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 ha. Comedy.
Very funny.
Shut up!
And she goes on.
So not funny.
She goes on and on insulting us through quote-unquote jokes.
Speaking of comedy, that's why we didn't go with you. We were intimidated by your comedic prowess.
Oh, come on!
Improv, sketch, stand-up. You're too funny, Chicago. We can't match that wit and spot-on delivery. Well, the delivery thing we can do. More comedy. Ha 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 ha. Being this funny is just exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, although you are the Windy City, we couldn't make you the WIND City. Sorry for that one.
Very funny.
All right, hold on. Let me just tell you something. This is like your Alexa's breaking up with you.
I know.
It's sort of like it's like buttering you up. Oh, it's not you. It's me. It's us. I'm a mess right now.
It wasn't going to work long term.
Wasn't right. This isn't the right thing that was going to. This wasn't the perfect.
You'll find
thing.
Someone better.
Yeah. We're not the right multinational, gigantic, biggest company in the world for you.
With the best universities.
Yeah.
Best cultural scene. Cost of living much better than the places you chose.
Yeah. No, you guys are great. You're going to have other people. You know, maybe Bing or somebody will like that will want to move
Bing.
Over by you.
Is that still
Bing.
A thing?
You know. Or Google. What could they expand?
Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves, maybe. Did you call Ask Jeeves? I'll call Ask Jeeves for you. You want me to? I'll call. You got to get right back out there.
You'd be perfect together.
You got to get right back. Just, you know, don't take this. This is the best thing for you.
It's going to be good for you in the long run. You're going to look back and just know this was the right thing.
And people love hearing that, right?
Yeah.
They love hearing that.
Yeah, love. Mm. Yeah. Hey, wait, there's more.
Even with the cognitive computational power of our servers, that joke was the best we could do. We'll just leave you with this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
We are. We are sorry, Chicago. Disclaimer, this apology not actually brought to you by Amazon.
Thank God.
Oh, shut the... What the... Not even... Oh, come on!
Clearly our comedy is intimidating to them, and they need some work there.
Yeah.
They can't handle this town.
No, they can't.
We're nobody's second place.
That was just... That's just, you know, that just doesn't feel right. You can't not let... They even gave Nashville a third, you know, a third site... It's sort of a consolation prize. Site.
Well, and I'm wondering, they
apologize. Well, we're getting something. You know, the governor dropped that on us last week.
He did make a little news on this very radio program.
Yeah, we're getting
be some
something
hope
else
here.
Yeah,
a little piece of the pie.
Get a feeling that it's that we're getting this tech center, and that's what it appears to be a part of the deal here. And they're spreading the love and the wealth and the, you know, whatever they're doing. I don't know. Let me just tell you something. I don't need them. I don't need. You know what I'm going to do?
What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to start going back to stores now. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Are you going to go to the Amazon Go stores where
I'm gonna
check you out or anything?
I'm going to walk into an actual store and walk out with a bag. That's what I'm going to do.
That you paid good for
then
you.
I'm going to hassle, like, you know,
you're
getting
schlep it
across the street, and I'm going to do stuff with it.
Yeah,
and it's going to bottom is going to break.
Right, even when it's freezing cold and there's ice everywhere, just
carry
it home.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure
you'll
you
like
are.
It.
Yeah.
Show
you'll
them.
Like it.
I'm going to show them right now.
And you should troll them with that. Pictures of you schlepping.
And I'm not going to watch the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel
season two, dropping December 5th.
Now that's funny.
That's not even on the calendar. Take it off.
I'm taking it off. I'm not going to watch that. Just not going to watch that. No. And I'm not, and you know what else am I going to do? I'm not going to talk to my smart speaker anymore.
Well, unless you're saying play WGN radio.
On TuneIn.
Cancel my Prime membership.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start going to, yeah. Okay, well, all right. But I still got some, I have automatic deliveries coming, so let's wait for those.
You are a Prime member, so it's kind of hard to just cancel that midstream.
Just cancel
wait
it.
For the monthly shipment right, to clear.
Right, and I already kind of paid for it for the year, so I got
so in like 2 months,
and Marvelous,
canceling.
And I have the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is going
to
be up for an award.
You're
and
kind
I got,
of hooked to that, and I'm
gotta,
that I can tell.
I got to kind of watch it for the award season. So I got, all right, so.
You'll be crawling back.
Yeah. I mean, all right, next year for sure, I'm going back to stores.
Then that's when it's going to happen.
After Christmas, maybe.
After Christmas.
Well, when the weather gets better.
For the after Christmas deals, you know.
I like how they've made the smart speaker voices. Did you see this? I was reading the obituary about the guy who played the computer from 2001, A Space Odyssey, who was this Canadian actor, is a Shakespearean actor, really famous in Canada for being like one of the best stage actors that they have there. And I know, don't ask too many questions after I say that. So anyway, he played, you know, he was 20 something years old, like 30 years old when he got the role of playing Hal. And he was actually, he did an open like monologue for the movie that they ended up dropping. And then they used him for the Hal because they actually got Martin Balsam to play Hal. And it didn't work because he sounded too American.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
Isn't it amazing how the smart speaker voices all sound like that, too?
They do.
Distant, away.
It's robotic.
I will have you killed. And you remember the Hal 9000... spoiler alert, the movie's 50 years old now, so I can tell you this. Tries to kill everybody on board the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So,
shocking.
Yeah.
So worry about your Alexa. Think about it.
Yeah.
I worry about it listening. I start getting ads to stores I've never even been in, but people were talking about it at my house like the day before.
Doesn't that freak you out?
I'm like, I've never shopped at that store ever.
Right.
But somebody mentioned, remember we went to REI last week? And next thing I know, I have like all these like hiking ads on my Instagram. I'm like, I don't go hiking. I don't do hiking.
Let me tell you something. At least your Alexa never cut off your oxygen tank while you were in an extra vehicular
not
activity.
Not yet.
You know. You
they control the heat in your house. And the
That's true.
The temperature, the everything. There's pretty soon.
Turning on the carbon monoxide, Dave.
Well, you probably never saw this, but the smart house on Disney Channel was a thing growing up. And the smart house ends up falling in love with the dad, who's a widow.
Yeah, that was an Oscar snub.
It really was.
And the house starts getting jealous and, like, you know, doing really weird things.
Do I vote for that in the award season, too? Let me know. All right, hold on. Okay. You know what? That was fun. Here, let's talk to Ben Bradley. He's got his own thoughts on this on the WGN-TV side. And that comes your way after you find out from Kim what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Roe, more changes possibly coming to President Trump's cabinet.
Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater and Joe Donlin weeknights on WGN-TV News at 9.
Ben Bradley joins us right now from the WGN-TV studios. Himself is the newsroom, as a matter of fact, to be more specific, to be more
the
precise.
Newsplex, yes.
How are you going to salve the wounds of this incredible defeat at the hands of Jeff Bezos to the city of Chicago, Ben?
Well, you know, we're just trying to cope over here.
It's a lot of cleanups.
Very difficult. I do think it's interesting how quickly people turn. You know, for a long time, people, whether it was Chicago or in New York or in Virginia, where people were competing for this thing, you know, it was, wow, we want to get this, you know, 50,000 jobs, 50,000 jobs. And the second New York and Virginia win, you see the quotes from people going, wait, we paid how much for this thing? We gave them how much in tax incentives?
Right.
Yeah. Did you see the Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez out of Queens, who's trying to get legislature in New York to take some of the tax money that and divert it to infrastructure and people who need it? And she says people are outraged in her area, her district, about the Amazon's plans and how much they're getting in terms of tax incentives and grant money.
Yeah. In Virginia, in Arlington County, they're giving up $819 million. In incentives to land that. Do the math on it. They're going to get 25,000 jobs over the next 20 or so years. That's about $32,760 per job. New York actually got a worse deal if you crunch the numbers based on their incentives. New York's paying about $48,000 per job. Now, the politicians would say, hey, it's about much more than the individual jobs. It's about the spinoff jobs. These are tech jobs that pay a lot more than the average worker makes. But certainly there's an upside and a downside. And the other thing is these are areas, parts of the country, that already have very high housing costs.
Right.
And they're going to get a lot higher.
And crowded subways and, already
roadways,
some issues.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need no crowded subways.
No. Take it.
No.
But you heard the mayor today, Ben, say that he offered up a package for the city of Chicago that was $2.25 billion, but that he would have gone higher. Maybe it should have been higher, the subsidies, he says. He's almost had some regret about that when he spoke to reporters.
Well, and this is that game. You remember Governor Pat Quinn used to get into it, and previous governors as well. And that is, it becomes a bidding war between states, cities, and counties that in many cases don't have a lot of free money to spend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, it's fine and dandy for the mayor to say, oh, maybe I should have offered more. But where is that money going to come from?
Well, we look at this the same way. Let's not fall into the trap of the zero sum gain kind of math that you see sometimes coming out of Washington when it comes to NATO or things like that. This is a theoretical investment of future tax money.
Right.
That will come back in other ways. So this is not money that we are giving. In some cases, there's some cash, but it's not, it's really more, the bigger number when we talk about this big number, the vast majority of that is in taxes we will not collect.
That's right. So it's something you wouldn't see as a community anyway. You wouldn't be getting that tax base, so it's a value add in that way. But the New York bid includes $500 million in outright grants if they meet certain goals and hit certain types of salaries and job creation goals.
And we saw a similar debate over Foxconn, just over the border in Wisconsin, right? Another company that got a huge incentive to open what was called a game changer. Who else is going to come in with that amount of jobs?
Right. Especially in southern Wisconsin,
right?
Right, in that, but turns out that may have been one of the issues that cost the governor his job in Wisconsin, because a lot of Wisconsinites weren't happy with that deal, and there was a gigantic environmental impact that no one talked about until it actually.
They actually waived some of the environmental rules just for Foxconn,
right? And now they're like, wait, we did what?
Right, and it kind of dovetails to another story that Amy Rutledge is doing on the evening news today, and that is, if you've ridden Metra lately, you know all sorts of problems they've been having, and it's in large part because there hasn't been a capital bill in the state of Illinois for a decade, which means no investment in train cars, in switches, and in other infrastructure to keep the rails running. Meanwhile, Metra has had to make a huge investment, $400 million by the time it's done, for this positive train control system.
Yeah.
So, just this morning again, we had huge problems on the commute, and that's a direct result of a lack of investment in infrastructure in the state of Illinois.
All right.
So Ben, she's going to have that for you this afternoon.
Ben, thank you very much. We'll see
you got it.
4, 5, 6, 9, and 10 on the WGN TV. Right now, we've got Kim Gordon standing by. She's got WGN News coming your way in too. Got a Skilling going to get it when he gets here.
Uh-oh. Be forewarned, Skilling. If you're listening, the weather office, anyone, please alert Tom Skilling.
Why?
Please let him know.
That son of a... Oh, wait till I get it. Why?
Please don't go hard on Tom Skilling. He's so nice, even when he delivers bad news for us. He's just a gentle soul, Tom Skilling.
Did you hear what she just said?
I did.
Did you hear what she said? She said 29.
That's not right.
I'm bundled up like an Eskimo. Can I say that? Is that politically incorrect to say that now?
Wednesday night, low of 23.
Yep, I think it's okay.
What?
Yeah, but then it's going to get
a little better?
You know,
towards
what?
Weekend, 40s, high 30s.
My Facebook has the memories, and a year ago today, there was like 2 inches of snow on the ground because I have a video of it. So, at least we don't have snow.
Okay. What, you know what? When I want to hear you jumping in trying to make me feel better, I'll let you know.
Well, I'm
right
just
now,
saying,
you're not. This is not helping.
It's that time of year, buddy.
It's not really.
It's early.
It's early. It's the first half of November.
Did you hear what I just told you? Last year there was 2 inches of snow.
I know that was wrong then too. That doesn't make it better now.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
That's correct. That is right.
We learned something, kids.
Yes.
We had an inch last week, so technically that's even earlier.
I said it was 6, but I understand the problem. All right, let's talk. Can I talk about this? This is. Did you see that Monica Lewinsky is now
everywhere?
Taking part. Yeah, she's everywhere. She's taking part in some sort of an A&E special, right? Is this for the Arts and Entertainment Network?
There's a new A&E series coming out.
Oh,
about
a series.
Her experiences.
Yeah, like do we get a whole series about
it? Docuseries on the Clinton affair. That's right.
Okay. And as part of it, she says that if she could talk to Hillary today, she'd apologize to her.
Mm-hmm.
But she also had trouble at the end because she was still in love with Bill.
When you hear her talk about it, she breaks down and cries at one of the moments that they put out to kind of tease this whole thing. That she's like, I was in love with him. And she says it with such conviction. It's really remarkable.
And didn't she, we'll play a little bit of this here, but didn't she also say that she thought that when she first saw the stain on the dress, she thought it was crab salad or something?
She thought it was, what's the other one? It's the green one.
Spinach dip.
Yes, that's
spinach
it.
Spinich dip, okay.
So the whole...
I don't know why I thought crab salad immediately, but I did.
She said she went to dinner afterwards and that this was on her dress and the other people were at this dinner and that no one mentioned, hey, you got to clean that, or, you know, wipe
that
off.
I just sort of imagine that, you know, I mean, that just, you know, looks like it could have been spinach dip.
You still would tell somebody, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I think
you had spinach dip on your dress.
Not a good look.
So ranch dressing? What is that?
We didn't even have spinach dip. Where did that come from?
Didn't you have a vinaigrette? You had the salad dry, didn't you? That's so weird.
The dressing on the side. And you didn't even put it on your salad.
I don't know. What was that about? That's really weird.
Whole thing.
Mm. I like spinach dip. Can you not?
Yeah, don't ruin that like you ruined, like Ted Cruz ruined queso for everyone.
Oh, I love queso even more.
You still love it?
Because the way he talks about it with so much passion.
If anybody sees it, by the way, just say it's spinach dip.
Well, spinach dip,
we can't, you know, there's not much we can do about this right now. I know you got to go to dinner with your parents. I mean, that's the creepy thing. I mean, she was like, what was she, 20?
23, I think, or something like that, wasn't she? She was very young.
22.
22.
So how much older is he? Like 25 years?
Old enough to know better.
Old enough to know better.
He could have been her father, right?
Yeah. Well, there's that. But there's also the idea of the intern.
That's right.
Right? I mean, that's just that. I mean, this is somebody who works at your behest, and you're president of the United States, and you have them in your thrall. And this is really making Donald Trump mad that he's not able to get this done.
I need better interns in here, damn it.
I do. I thought Kristen Nielsen was going to work out. Didn't work out. She's fired.
Get me the one who ripped the mic out of.
Where's Melania? Melania's trying to get somebody fired. Anyway, let's get back to it. Let's go back into the Wayback Machine. And here's Monica Lewinsky, who's now all grown up, right? So, you know, she's a woman
in her
40s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's a little hard as she's talking, as you're seeing this, to, you know, go back and put this all in a grander context. Because I didn't like the way Hillary Clinton handled this either. You know, like, I mean, when you're 22, you do not know what you are doing. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
as much as you think you do, you don't.
The way they're sort of promoting the series is victim or vixen. You know, she said she had the hots for him the second she became an intern. Did she go out and seek this man's affections?
She may have. But you see, now that's where when you are president of the United States
of America, and this is the Oval Office, and this is an intern.
Right. You have got to then use your best judgment.
Your brain.
Yeah.
She doesn't talk much about his brains in
the
this
head
particular
on top
interview.
Of your shoulders.
You know what you can also say? That's my brains, too. In case you're wondering what to say. I'm sorry. Hey, can we have some club soda over here? All right. Can I? Let's listen, shall we?
it's not as if it didn't register with me that he was the president. Obviously it did. But I think in one way, the moment we were actually in the back office for the first time, the truth is that I think it meant more to me that someone who other people desired me. However wrong it was, however misguided, for who I was in that very moment at 22 years old, that was how it felt.
Why does she sound like Alexa now? Why does she sound...
She's been doing the TED Talks, so that's how they talk when they do those.
But why is she stop? Why does she stop and then start again?
I don't know.
It sounds like every sentence is like it's less spliced together or something.
Yeah, maybe it is. But I, you know, that seemed like a paragraph someone human might say in a row.
Right, bad splicing too.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh yeah, this is bad splicing. We could get that off.
Did you see he gave her a hat pin and a Walt Whitman book?
Here's a Walt Whitman book.
Before, as the way to sort of lure her to the Oval Office. And then his secretary, Betty Curie, sort of handled the gift exchange, and then she followed them in. But according to Monica Lewinsky, hid during this whole...
Nothing like sealing the deal with a Walt Whitman book.
Yeah, that's apparently game, Kevin, back in the day.
I highlighted all the dirty parts.
I'm going to bring Walt Whitman books to the bar now.
I had no idea that Walt Whitman wrote softcore romance porn.
You just got to read a little more into it, apparently. I missed that part, too.
You interested in a Walt Whitman book? I've got a whole collection back at my place.
here's more Monica.
In order to cooperate and to avoid charges, I would have to make phone calls, monitored phone calls, which they would listen into and record, and I might have to wear a wire and go see people actually in person. The ground completely crumbled in that moment. I felt so much guilt, and I was terrified.
Okay. I mean, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But what charges was she going to face here?
I don't remember. Was she facing charges as well?
Was she recording the president? I can't remember. She recorded the president. It was Linda Tripp that recorded the president, right?
Mm-hmm. Linda Tripp.
They were trying to catch him?
And then I think maybe somebody had asked her, had she... And I'm, you know, I apologize for not remembering the detail of this.
She didn't want to cooperate. Remember, she really was guarding.
And she might have lied to somebody who asked her about it.
That's true, potentially.
And then if she lied about that, then that's, you know, those are those charges.
Right.
Just ask Roger Stone.
Well, I guess we need this documentary or whatever it is.
Six-part documentary on A&E. Tell all.
It might be a reminder for you guys, but I didn't follow the story. I mean, I was too young to follow it, so this will all be pretty much new to me.
All brand new. That's true. Well, and here's more of it.
They imagined that I would have flipped really easily. They had no plan in place for what would happen if I said no. There was a point for me somewhere in this sort of first several hours where I would be hysterically crying and then I would just shut down. And in the shutdown period, I remember looking out the window and thinking that the only way to fix this was to kill myself, was to jump out the window. And I felt terrible.
Boy, you feel her there.
Yeah.
She did say this drew her to think the only way to get out of this is to commit suicide. So you think of a young woman and the amount of pressure that was on her around this to cooperate, the pressure to, you know, from all sides, from the White House, Clinton's White House itself, trying to pressure her to not say anything, for her to be, you know, the one who was looked at as the bad one, the bad guy in this whole thing.
Right. And again, this is where it boils down to something here. You got a guy who's 40, he's 50 years old, I think, at this point, or 51, something like that.
Yeah.
And
an adult.
Right. And she's 22, going on 23. There's no, it's, and he's a president and she's an intern. I mean, this is a prototypical abuse of power. Right. And it's, mm-hmm. if we now look at it in the modern era, and the way that we're looking at all of this, and use of power and you know, trying to get to curry sexual favor and leverage your employment power or, you know, future power over somebody in order to do that, that's where you run into this is a textbook case of it.
Right.
And then for Hillary Clinton to come out and to act like, oh no, this is not about the Me Too or anything like that. Are you kidding me? Of course it is. I mean, this girl, I'm sorry, if a 22-year-old intern wants to pursue the president of the United States. The president of the United States should be smart enough not to take that.
Absolutely.
When he could have had Sharon Stone an hour later.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, that was what we joked about TED Talk. She did that talk after she released her book because she calls herself Patient Zero, that she was the first person to have their reputation completely destroyed by the internet and all the bullying that came with her and the potential that she would tell her story and the consequences of that. Got on it. The president.
It's a little bit more.
I was scared, and I was mortified and afraid of what this was going to do to my family, and, you know, I still was in love with Bill at the time, so I felt really responsible.
Yeah. She's also asked about a Bill Clinton apology, which, you know, some say maybe he's given, but maybe not, and certainly didn't give one personally to her. And she said that it's not whether I'm owed or deserving of a personal apology. It's that he should want to apologize and that she's disappointed by that. Disappointed for him that he never followed up and called her.
I mean, you know, when you stop and you think about what that era was like in American politics when this was starting to come out.
Mm-hmm.
It was so ridiculous. The kind of, it was, you know, when Hillary Clinton was running around, this is a vast right-wing conspiracy, right? And the same, it was the exact same sort of mechanics that you see this current White House using to try to obfuscate and to, you know, throw up chaff into the air so that it smoke screens so that we weren't quite sure what was going on. And now, you know, the technology's changed, right, because of the internet and, you know, so many different media services. But you get the same kind of thing. And it was wrong then, it's wrong now.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons that Hillary Clinton, I mean, we got to go back to that moment in American history, because if this whole thing had not happened, then the Clinton legacy would be remembered differently than it is now. And Hillary would have been remembered differently than she was now. Mm-hmm. And she might have had a more prodigious political career. Instead of losing to the one guy that was going to lose to every other human in America in a heads-up race. I think a lot of it goes back to this moment. All right.
Comes back to Walt Whitman, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Leaves of Grass, Kevin.
Leaves of Grass. Check out page 96.
And 69.
Turn it around. I put a highlighter in there. It kind of bled over to the other page, but don't worry about it. All right, let's check in with Kim and find out what's going on at the top of the hour in the WGN newsroom.
Row, an iconic Chicago theater, is getting a name change.
It's the holiday season, and Steve Cochran Show has a free $100 gift card to Tree Time in Lake Barrington for you tomorrow. He's giving it away at 7:10.
Kim Gordon is standing by in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio, coming your way at 4 o'clock. It's a few minutes away. Turns out that a Walt Whitman poem, Leaves of Grass, is very dirty.
There's some dirty bits in it.
Yeah, turns out. I mean, dirty in a, you know, sort of the way that
Walt
stuff
Whitman
was.
Way.
Yeah, in kind of a Warren G. Harding sort of a way. So we might have to read that a little bit later on as Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. There might be some moments there.
I think there are a few. Surprise you. Yeah. It would surprise you.
Yeah. So, turns out, he was trying to kind of... You see,
he's working it.
That's that, you know, original seducer. Like, OS, as opposed to OG. That's what he is. And he was, you know, particularly good at it. And so he was, you know, playing the game. But he's playing the game with a 22-year-old. It's not right. It shouldn't have happened. And she shouldn't be on A&E either. I'm sick and tired of the whole story. All right, coming up, we have got Kim Gordon with the WGN News coming your way in 2 minutes.
You're taking him to task, aren't you?
Tom Skilling. Why, I oughta. Now, you sit down here, young man, and you explain to me how it's possibly 29 degrees! 29 degrees before the 15th of November!
Yeah, I tell you, it is a little disappointing, to say the least, isn't it? I know.
Now, you get back in your room, fix this!
Yeah, I'm going to go back in my room. I've actually stayed in my room. I've kind of boarded up the doors and sequestered.
Good choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Very
yeah,
wise. Right.
I would have hey, let me just remind people of a couple things. First of all, listen after 4:40 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Hawks take on the Minnesota Wild on Sunday, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons. Find them online at FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com. Listen for your chance to win tickets all regular season long.
All right.
So,
back to Tom.
Tom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tom.
Well, got a couple of interesting stats for you here. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
This was the
scary
coldest morning in almost 8 months this morning. 19 coldest day in 8 months. We have to go back to March to find temperatures in
Whoa. 19th coldest day in the last 8 months, you said?
No. It's the coldest day in 8 months, and the coldest morning low.
8 months. So, what does that go back to? What does 8 months go back to?
It goes back to March. Oh. Goes back to March, and so it's been. Last
I could have done that math in my head, but it was.
I know.
Better for you
I'll
to
tell
do
you.
It.
Yeah. It's easier to look at it that way. No, the last time we didn't have a daytime temperature break above 30 was way back on March the 16th. When we had a 27, we had a 29 today. So pretty nippy. This is unseasonably cool. November is the 14th coolest of the last 147 years.
It's startling is really, I think, the way to put it. When you get outside in it, it's a January-esque temperature. Because that's about the average high in January.
It is.
Right?
It's an early January temperature.
Your mind goes there, doesn't it, to winter?
I know.
When you walk out there, you think, okay, all right.
And Violetta,
am I ready?
Tried to make us feel better, and I almost I don't want to hear from you either, Missy.
I don't know why I tried, Tom.
She said because it is that time of year, and then as you point out, it's a little early for this type of weather.
It is.
And a year ago today, there was snow on the ground.
Yes. Don't you bring it up.
Don't you go with this either. This is not an excuse for just because everybody else's year jumped in the lake doesn't mean you have to do it too.
I know.
All right, now just give me some sense that we're going to get back to a seasonal kind of normal, have another day that makes me feel like I'm okay.
Well, you know, it's quite interesting. This can be a very stormy time of the year. Everybody's got, a lot of people have travel plans with Thanksgiving coming up next week. There are no indications of a snowstorm or any major storm coming our way right on through next week, which is terrific if that works out. And there are indications we go into Pacific air next week. That won't be radically warmer, but it will bring us up to normal or just a few degrees above normal next week.
I know there are no stupid questions, but
that'll feel a lot better than this week.
Yeah.
This will there be, because I know when we've gotten after big climate, or actually big events.
Yes.
Will this air bring ash and all the rest of that stuff to it, like we've had in other circumstances?
From California and the fires?
Well, that's an interesting point. Right now, the winds out there have been blowing from the northeast. So they've been pushing the smoke and so forth back out over the Pacific and down across the state of California from Northern California. And there are the fires burning in Southern California.
I know that sounds like a dumb question, but we've had that out of the west.
Not a dumb question at all. It will depend a lot on how successful they are in getting these things under control. But at some point, these ought to start hitching a ride on the westerly upper winds that have not been present out in that area, and that's why we have not blown the smoke up into our area. But that may begin to happen. The flow will turn a little more westerly next week. And if those fires are still burning, then some of that smoke can start moving
its way.
It's amazing how it travels. I was just there over the weekend, 30 miles away from that Ventura County fire, and you could smell it in the air.
Oh, there's no question. You look at the satellite imagery, it's just amazing. The air quality out there has been horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You get an aversion this time of the year over the Sacramento Valley just across the coastal range. And so that stuff just sits there, that smoke. And then, of course, you got the smoke blowing out beyond the coastal range into the Pacific. But it's been going the other direction up till now, which is good for us, and it hasn't given us these gorgeous sunsets you tend to get when you have all that stuff in the air. But you raise an interesting point, Ro. That could become start moving eastward.
I just want to say that Tom is trying to... He's just buttering me up right there. Oh, interesting point, Ro. Stop beating me up about the fact it was only 29 degrees, and there's going to be a low of 23 tomorrow night? Is that right?
I learned that in Change the Subject 101.
I know. That's broadcasting 101.
I know. Yeah. This probably goes back a number of hosts that you've had to deal with over the years.
And tomorrow, I shift to what I learned in Shift the Blame 101.
Uh-huh.
Right. You know, these are all courses I took in
college. Point to one of the other guys in the weather office. It's their fault.
Yeah, right. Did you ever take, hey, look over here?
Yeah.
200?
Yes. Because
I'm very
course,
good at that.
It's all Bill Snyder's fault. Yeah. That's another course I took.
That's 101. A great course.
Yeah.
We blame Bill Snyder.
Yeah.
My of course
producer.
We do.
Sure. So, you know, we'll do anything to deflect around here. You know, we've got to keep Ro happy, right, Anna?
We do. And it's, it doesn't feel right sometimes, but it's worth it. It's totally worth it.
I know.
But
this is a bit much, though. I'll tell you, my dogs look at me and say, you got to be kidding me. You know, what in the world
do
we need to do this when you take them?
Come on!
Right.
I know. They give you, like, the side eye as they get the first whiff of the outdoors. Like, what?
I know.
We're not going out here, are we?
It's like, how does this happen?
Listen, we have hardwood floors at home. It's easy to clean up. Yeah. That's what my dog used to look at me and say. This is fine.
Hey, well, you know, we missed a sticking snow overnight that hit our southern suburbs. Valparaiso got 3 inches of snow. There was snow in many northwest Indiana locations down in our southern suburbs as well. They got anywhere from a dusting to as much as 3 inches.
Mm.
So that did not extend up into the city. So, you know, that's one positive for the city.
Yeah,
it is. Folks down, although it's beautiful to look at that first snow down south.
Tom, when you say a return to normal might be in the picture,
yes.
What's normal for this
normal
time of year?
This time of the year? We're talking by next week, the normal high will be, well, you know, Monday, for instance, 46, 31. Thanksgiving Day, the normal high of 45 and 30 next Thursday, the 22nd. So, you know, we're talking about mid-40s.
What's going to be like for the Bears on Sunday night? That's
it looks
a big
pretty
thing
chilly.
For people.
Pretty Ooh. Chilly, and but no weather woes in the way of snow or anything like that. Should be fairly clear, or at least partly cloudy. And we're talking about daytime highs only in the 30s. Sunday 37, low of 23 mm-hmm. Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that would put the game time weather probably in the low and mid 30s.
Yeah,
which is good Bears weather, you know.
Mm-hmm. We can deal with that.
Yeah,
you going to go to the game, Ro, or are you going to skip that one?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. Mm. I would like to go to it because it's a Sunday night. And I've been to every home game and one away game mm-hmm. I want to set a personal record for myself with the Bears this season because I feel so animated by them and alive mm-hmm. and
yep.
happy
yeah,
about
they're
everything.
Doing, it's such an interesting team this year.
It is.
Yes.
There's a lot of hope.
There is.
I have it too.
Aren't they favored in this game coming up Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah.
By 3 points?
He's been talking to Sal. Apparently, you know Sal. Do you know Sal?
No, Nick.
Nick.
Nick. Nick. Sal is his last name.
Nick's our guy.
No. Oh. Hey.
Sorry,
Nick. You know,
keep last names out of this.
We learned a new thing here. We learned a new thing. Nick.
Okay.
And Tom, you understand. It's first of all, my advice to you is lay the points, take the over, and then par.
Okay.
Put a couple bucks on the par, and then you could really just host a dime and nickel, and then $2 on the par.
Nick, you're my guy.
Okay.
You know, I listen to you.
Tom,
this is real nice.
I take it very seriously.
That's real nice.
Tom seems like that guy that doesn't know "quote unquote" how to gamble, and then just. Sweeps.
Well, you got that right, Vila.
I feel like he's a killer on the.
You call a ringer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I got
a target on my back that says, hey, here's one you can take advantage of. You know?
What do these four A's mean in the cards? What does that mean?
Is it good if you have them all?
Yeah, you're right. Is it? Those are only ones, right? I mean, I don't know, but there's four of them. Is that four? Anyway, the point is,
what's this guy all dressed up like a jester for? You know, on this card.
A lot of faces.
Jeez, couldn't it get somebody who looked normal?
All right, so I think that we're going to at least we had sun today. It was really bad when you get that white sky or gray white sky like we had yesterday, and you get it's a kind of. Wants to snow but can't figure out how to snow. It's like a constipated snow. It's like that's the worst kind of that Chicago has to offer.
I know.
And I like to look at it this way, that as much as we can steal from this part of the year is, you know, and then you just have to get through December and January and then like half of February, and then the light in the sky starts to make you feel better by the second half of February.
The angle starts changing in the sunlight.
You start liking that, but right now it's like, I don't know.
It's a little chilly, and we came off such a warm early October. There's such a contrast. We were so warm, and we had such a streak of warmth. it's unusual to be this cool after being that warm, or at least it's a slap in the face.
Yeah, but it happened. You know, then you imagine, oh, it's never going to get. It's going to take forever to get cold, and then it doesn't, because you know why it doesn't? Because of the North Pole, because all that, because of Canada. And if I would like to just join in the chorus of Washington in declaring war on Canada for what they have just done with the air mass that they have sent down here. Is that okay? Is that fine?
You know what's interesting though? If you go up to Barrow, it's been renamed now with the native name, and I can't pronounce it, but what was once called Barrow, Alaska, way up in the north end, the ocean is ice-free. There's no ice up to the coastline.
Oh, that's not right.
No, that's very strange. No.
And did you see in Antarctica?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was the largest fissure that we've been able to see, at least since we've been studying Antarctica, just happened, and it broke off an entire peninsula.
It did.
That whole landmass down there is interesting because it's not. There's actually land in there. There's a mountain in there.
Yeah.
It's not like the North Pole. It's not like round.
It's not.
It's angular, and so there's a bunch of different peninsulas that come off of it. But now one has broken free.
Well, you know, another thing too. It has the highest mean elevation of any continent on the planet. I think the mean elevation of Antarctica is up around 5,000 feet or something.
Yeah,
it's
very rocky.
Like that.
Yeah.
So
we had a guy in here
why it gets so cold.
We had a guy who summited all the major peaks in all the continents, mm-hmm. and he summited the peak down there, the highest peak down there. And he said he did it in December, January, which is their summer. So it was sunny the whole time. And down there, right on the peak, is it's going to be sunny the whole time because you're high up in elevation. And he said he did it in a T-shirt.
What?
Because the reflection of the sun off of the snow was so hot that it was it made it, even though the mean air temperature was something around, 15 or 18
cold.
Degrees, the reflective nature of that made it 70 degrees as he was summoning.
And the sun is up 24 hours down there, during summer, so it never sets.
I know, I'm just saying to you.
You
Tom,
are.
There are
you
things.
Are a virtual reservoir of information.
I have that in a poem I'm going to read to you a little bit later on. That's a separate issue, though. All right, Tom, thank you very much. Appreciate you, sir.
Guys, good to talk to you.
All right,
happy
Tom
Tuesday. Skilling,
happy
too,
Tuesday
Tom.
To you.
Thank
despite
you.
What you did.
Stay warm.
Aw, come on. Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Roe is Mayor Emanuel going from politician to pundit.
This traffic report is sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates on your online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. Westbound Cermak is closed at Des Plaines because of an accident near North Riverside. Outbound Stevenson is struggling at an hour 25 minutes, Lakeshore Drive to 355. Worse there between State and Cass. It's about an hour 2 minutes in with a crash reported at 355 and blocking the right lane and the right shoulder. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Violetta Podramedic in WGN Traffic Central.
See? Nice guys.
Hi, I'm Coach Pat Fitzgerald.
Really can.
It's all over.
Finish first.
The Northwestern Wildcats are Big Ten West champions.
Congratulations to the Big Ten West Division champion Northwestern Wildcats.
The Wildcats are going Andy.
But there's still jobs to do. The Cats are in Minnesota to take on the Golden Gophers this Saturday. Andy Mazur has your pregame at 10. Dave Bennett and Ted Albrecht have the kickoff at 11.
Northwestern Wildcat football plays here, 720 WGN.
We're talking to the CEO of Lender, Tim Roach. First, let's explain what Lender is.
Well, thanks for having me. Lender is an online business lender that specializes in working capital and factoring for small and mid-sized businesses.
And you like to say you're more interested in a story than a score.
We want to know about you. We care about what our business owners are doing, their cash flow, the industry they're in, the geographical location, what they've done prior. The owner and operator of that business means more to us than just a FICO score.
So if I've got a small business, how can you help me?
The biggest way for small businesses is working capital and having access to capital when you need it. For an online lender that works with small business, that's our specialty.
And you have full business solutions here too, including payroll. You can help people with that.
Yeah, we have traditional factoring, regular factoring, business financing, equipment leasing, financing. we try to cover the entire gamut, if you will, in financing for our clients.
So you offer a lot of flexibility.
One of the things that we look at is variable payment schedules, is we allow somebody that if you could handle, you know, we'll call it $200 ACH, we'll ramp it from $200 for the next 3 months, and then you move into your busy season. We'll then take that same payment from $200 a day or $200 a week up to $500 or $1,000 based on the schedule of your cash flow. And a lot of our clients really, really like that.
The business environment's changing rapidly like everything else. What kind of businesses are you seeing now that you wouldn't have seen a couple years ago?
One of the areas we're seeing a big increase is in the medical community. The baby boomers are living much longer, so a lot of businesses are coming around that, and we're starting to see a lot of the medical community expand. So we actually love the medical community and funding those small businesses.
Plus, you're offering a free MacBook Air with qualified funding.
Yeah, that's a promotion we're running right now, and it's a free MacBook Air with every qualified funding. You have to call 312-796-8207, mention WGN, and we're excited about this.
So there you have it. You get a free MacBook Air with qualified funding, 312-796-8207. That's Lender without the second D, L-E-N-D-R dot online.
The Midwestern University Multispecialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive, patient-centered healthcare experience at their dental institute, family medicine clinic, speech-language institute, physical therapy institute, and eye institute. At their clinics, you will receive exceptional care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for healthcare.
Get Black Friday deals before they're gone at American Sale. Save up to 50% on trees, Christmas decor, and so much more. Trees as low as $79. Choose from hundreds of trees ready to take home. Even hard to find 9 to 12 foot trees. American Sale has your lights, your ornaments, your outdoor decor, and so much more. Lowest prices guaranteed. Black Friday blowout event going on right now. See store for details. 9 Chicagoland locations. American Sale, bring the fun home.
Then there's this. Hey, Bears fans, enter for your chance to win 2 spots on the all-inclusive Bears fan trip to Cancun. ChicagoTribune.com/monster giveaway, courtesy of the Chicago Tribune.
All right, we have got the Wine Whisperer in the house with us.
Wonderful.
This is my favorite segment of the year. So you can figure out what you're going to serve at your Thanksgiving or your Christmas table. Mm. Wait till you find out.
I love everything she brings us, and a lot of affordable price points, too.
She makes us wine geniuses in 10 minutes. It's the most amazing thing you can imagine. Yeah, it's a Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, this is one of my favorite moments of the entire annual part of the year.
So excited.
Kristen Ellis is with us. She is the Wine Whisperer. She works at Binney's. She's got a very important title, mm-hmm. Wine Education Coordinator and host of the Barrel to Bottle podcast. You've heard her with our own Jeff Carlin for years here, mm-hmm. and now she's gone kind of rogue on the whole thing. I don't fully understand, but I've never had more commentary about a thing that we do concerning food or wine than I have about her.
And she doesn't steer you wrong, because we can both personally attest to that.
If you are so here's the point of this. This is how this sets up. If you're going to have a party for Thanksgiving, have people over for Thanksgiving, or you're going to do something for the holidays, and you don't know a ton about wine, and you've got wine snobs coming to your house, there's always one person. There's always one jerk in the group.
I'm a wine snob.
It's Kristen.
You don't
Kristen.
Seem like a snob.
Kristen. It's Kristen who's going to be coming to your house and going, I really don't like this. Boone's Farm.
Let's decant it. Let it open.
Yeah, exactly. See, when she says things like decant. But the point is that she can get you hooked up with the most amazing wine. She'll tell you what to, like, one sentence to say about them, and they're all completely inexpensive. Or certainly would be multiple times what the cost is if you did it, if you did something else, right?
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for that. I'm smiling ear to ear.
You are awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank you. So, yeah, what my big, my life's work is finding good values for our customers. So that's what I'm here to do. So I'm really lucky to be here to share with all of your listeners some of my good finds for 2018 for Thanksgiving. Is it one of your favorite holidays? I think it is, right?
It is one of mine,
sure.
For sure.
Why not?
Big like, holiday around food.
Yes.
And families yelling at each other.
Yes, exactly. There are members of my family that ruin it for everybody, but other than that, it's fine.
So I'm here to make it cool. with wine, see, basically.
The key to Thanksgiving for me is I make the Thanksgiving dinner, and so I allow myself to drink during
the
process.
Wait, the whole thing, right? Turkey, the sides,
pretty,
the pie.
A lot of it.
Okay.
A lot of it. I mean, people, it depends on what it is. Like this year, I'm just going to be doing some turkeys and sides, and I do an indoor turkey and outdoor turkey.
Cool.
But you got to pace yourself because you can't be the tipsy host. So if you start drinking during
the cooking... If I'm not the tipsy host, things are going to go bad. Oh. And I just want to tell you that right now.
It works better
that way. Once people show up, I throw the towel over my shoulder and I just keep drinking. I go, go ahead, eat. Ruin my day. It's like that. All right, what are we doing here?
Do you know what's good for drinking all day? Fizz. You like that transition?
I thought it was
rosé.
Yes.
I'm a pro. Well, rosé, we're getting there. We've got one of those. You know that, Anna, for sure. But the first wine we have today is the Henri LeBlanc. It's a typical, easygoing, fruity, lovely bottle of fizz with a fantastic price point. So this is my wine that I've chosen.
Bravo.
This is the wine I've chosen today for large groups. So you can buy this by the case. You know, Anna, you said your family is like 40, 50, 60 deep on Thanksgiving.
We do have the big fat Greek and Italian Christmas Eve every year.
Right on. Yeah, we do too. So sometimes, you know, if you need a lot, you can't spend a lot. You just don't want to. So this wine kind of just forgives all of it. So you're not skimping on quality. And you've got a great, great bottle of wine for about $9. It's fantastic.
Amazing.
Wow. Wait, what is this called again?
It's called Henri LeBlanc.
And it sounds so fancy, too.
I know.
Like Mel Blanc.
It sounds like it costs more than $9. I like that.
And this is like
it's like my fake Gucci bag, you know?
Right, exactly. Don't tell Gucci about it. All right, we can't call it champagne because it's not champagne, but it's like a champagne.
You're learning.
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
He pays attention. Yeah. Then after the third or fourth glass.
But people go, hey, where's the champagne? This is what you would be pouring into their glass.
Don't correct them. Just fill their glass.
Right.
It's Thanksgiving, you know? Exactly. We don't want to go there. But yeah, this is nutty. It's creamy, fruity, super soft, not too acidic, and low in alcohol. So you can drink this at noon, at 2, at midnight, whatever.
While you're cooking.
While cooking, yes, this is good. I've now had to learn about ABV because that's what my parole officer told me. So what is the, so this is a little, this would be less than a white wine would be, generally.
Depends on where, it's 11.5%.
Okay.
So that's perfect.
So there are beers right now that are doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, those are some heavy-handed beers. This is considered on the wine side a very light-bodied, dry, easy drinking wine at 11.5%.
All right, Henri LeBlanc Brut. And by the way, we're going to put all these up on the website, right?
Yes.
Okay, so people can go to WGNradio.com and see all this. All
please do. Absolutely. And then, so we've got two rosés, because I know Anna loves them so much.
Do.
So the first is a champagne, so a true champagne row from the region of Champagne in France. This is just one of my first loves in the rosé sector. This is the Laurent Perrier
Grand Cuvée. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, that's a fancy one right there. That's a good name.
It's a showstopper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
That's
so
a full champagne.
So lots of bright red fruit. Lots of that nuttiness, that creaminess you can get from classic method fizz, right?
Right.
But, you know, once again, light,
easy. Classic method fizz is.
So
now, the only reason I ask you to explain this is so that you can tell your party goers if you serve this, that...
It only comes from Champagne, France.
Mm-hmm.
And the traditional method means that every single secondary fermentation takes place in each and every bottle. So from the conception of the CO2 being dissolved inside the liquid, it happened in this bottle years ago, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's in your hands today. And that's what makes Champagne so special.
Think about that. That's so special. Let's go six years ago. It's almost daily. 2012. Where were you in 2012? What were you doing in 2012? You know, that's
it's a conversation starter,
right,
too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are good.
Yeah.
You're better than me.
Yeah, as far as you know.
So, champagne and soft cheeses. I have a little plate for you guys here of some cheese selections. And people oftentimes will drink red wine, tannic, heavy, big fat red wine with soft cheese. And those pairings just really don't work that well. When you're looking at the soft cheese like we have here, really go for white wine or for champagne. You're really going to elevate your experience.
And the rosé counts toward that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
And this rosé thing, it's very hot now, right? I mean, it's a big summertime
rosé
thing.
Rosé all day.
Yeah.
I just saw rosé ice cream. I was grocery shopping this morning.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's everywhere.
For real?
It's not a rosé ice cream. It's a flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a rosé vodka, a rosé gin, there's rosé cider.
What's it about?
It's huge.
Why now? What was
I think
here?
It just sort of ticks the visual box. It's pink and people like that color. I think, honestly, that's it. And then also, it's delicious. People like the bright red strawberry cherry flavors. And so people are, you know, they gravitate towards it for
that. It's a little bit of a training wheels, too, for
for wines and for the champagne-y kind of thing.
People think it's new, but it's not.
It's been around
rosé
forever.
Has been around since wine has been around. The ancient Romans made rosé wine. They just threw all the red, all the white grapes in a big clay pot, and that's kind of what they got. So it's really not a new thing.
It used to be on the less expensive part of the spectrum, and now that it's become so hot, it's in the...
Well, it's actually, I think, still a very affordable category. You can get really good finds for $10 to $20, which is, as you know, where I live.
That's where she lives.
I love that she lives there.
She lives in the corner of $10 and $20.
Yeah, for wine. Not for shoes, but for wine. That's for sure.
Hey, listen, you're only buying one pair of shoes a day. It could be 2 or 3 bottles of wine. I understand how that goes. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. What do we? We're moving on to now this is a rosé wine, right?
So this comes from the epicenter of rosé production, which is the south of France in an area called Provence. So they're about 90% rosé production. So if you want to go to a place, you want to buy wine from a place where they know what they're doing with rosé, this is the region for you. So this is our Belle de Provence. We sell it for $14.99, on sale right now for $11.99. And Anna, I brought this wine for you.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, can I?
This is incredible. The price is so, $12 for this wine. It's incredible.
Now, I can tell. Just by looking at it.
Yeah.
I don't even have to drink it yet. I can tell that this one has a little higher alcohol content to it, doesn't it?
Just a bit. I think it's right around 12.5%.
Yeah.
And you can tell just by looking what
I'm swirling
what tells you.
And I'm watching the sides go down and they're going down
beautiful.
Slower.
Yes, the tears. So the thicker and the more viscous the tears are on your wine, the more alcohol content it has.
Now, when you
that's
say
good to know.
Tears,
I'm feeling you today. You're doing good.
Are you talking the legs that you get or the
yeah, the legs. When people say the wine has nice legs, mm-hmm. it really doesn't mean it doesn't have anything to do with the quality of the wine. It mm-hmm. just tells you how much alcohol content is in the wine. That is it. That's all we tell by the legs. Mm-hmm. So very observant.
Yeah, when it's going down.
More legs equals more alcohol.
The slower, you do the
swirl it
around in the glass, mm-hmm. and then you watch the sides, drips. The stuff drip down the sides that was there. But when you stop the swirling, and you let it settle, and then you watch and you see how quickly it does and how many of these tears.
Sure.
There.
So thicker, more viscous tears, mm-hmm. and slower moving versus quickly moving.
Yeah,
will mean more or less ethanol.
I always thought that was just a red wine thing. I didn't realize that white wine.
You see the red wine more because mm-hmm. there are color compounds and tannin compounds that allow your eye to travel with the tear down the glass. So I think that's why you observe it more often.
Awesome.
But they definitely are there with all wines.
Okay, so this is the Belle de Provence Rosé. It's $14.99 or $11.99. What's the difference there?
It's on sale for
$11. It's on sale for $11.99. $12.
I know, it's impossible.
Oh my God.
Go there now.
Oh my God. That's $12 a bottle?
Yes.
I buy wine. I like you,
you
know,
spend too much on your wine, Ron.
I do. Well, I will
you
say
know,
that. Well,
you get good wines for our when the crew goes out, we drink well.
What's my secret, Kristen?
What's your secret?
Is it the wine whisperer, Kristen?
To getting the best wines. Is
to
that I call
calling
her.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, I call her.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
We shop together. We're shopping buddies.
Yes. He takes all the credit. Just so
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he does.
Let's pick this one out.
No,
I show
credit
up.
On the radio.
And I show up like on the day before Thanksgiving. It's the busiest day at Binny's. It's insane. And I text her and I go, hey, I'm in the store. Are you around? It's like the worst.
No, it's not.
Worst.
It's actually the best. I really enjoy it.
And
you're
then,
not doing anything.
I'm not.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not helping 1,000 people.
Right. There's like cases and there's guys running around. There's people screaming. They're literally, their hair is on fire. Literally on fire.
The lines
and they're
are
running
long.
Around and people are, the lines are crazy. People are nuts and they're screaming at each
but
other.
We're cool. We're calm. We're collected and we're just chilling, talking about Chef and If to Pop. It's fine.
And I walk through and excuse me, I don't think we did the French part yet. Did we do the French part? And I drive. Her
Let's
insane.
Go back to Europe.
Right. It's like I spend like 2 hours there going through it, but it's the best deals. And Binny's I don't want to go through the whole history of Binny's, how it got to be Binny's from all the places, but I've been going to the same liquor store with my family. This is like, what kids talk about. I went hunting with my dad. I went to liquor stores with my dad. And so that's how I knew. That's how I became what I became. And it was the original, but, eventually became the Marcy Street Binny's.
That's where I hail during the holidays. Yeah. I love that store.
So,
thanks.
And that's a great
We do the best we can during this time of year. There are a lot of people that we have to help. We do
very good-natured staff. I always find like
oh, they're amazing.
Aren't they friendly and
they
look
get
so
a maroon
cool?
shirt on. Ask them anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now and, that's why I don't
black
wear
now.
Black. It's when you get a black shirt.
You haven't been in for a while.
Ask them anything. Yeah. Well, I got to.
Where have you been shopping, Rokan?
I got
cheating on the Wine Whisperer.
Stand by. We'll get back to the now. We've just done what happens when you walk in the door or the early part of the evening for Thanksgiving. Now what we're going to serve with dinner is coming up, right?
Yes.
But first, let's find out from Kim what is happening in the news at the bottom, at the top of the hour.
Roe, Amazon apparently didn't see Chicago as a prime location for their second headquarters.
Head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks, Jeremy Colleton, joins the Steve Cochran Show tomorrow, 8:40, on the heels of his first dad's trip. We'll be talking to him also at the United Center.
Tomorrow, we're live at the United Center at Queenie's.
Mm.
And you can win, during News or Ruse coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, your chance to be the last two people to join us at that particular event tomorrow night.
Texters are asking if we can repeat the names, but they're available. They can access all that information, right? WGNradio.com?
Right. And it's we've already had the Henri LeBlanc Brut, the Laurent Perrier Cuvée Rosé Brut, and the Belle de Provence Rosé. That is 12 years of French down the tubes there in terms of bad pronunciation.
Super proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. And we have, to my palate, the most talented woman in all of wine, Kristen Ellis, is with us. She's the Wine Whisperer. She works for Binny's. She curates all this for us and comes in and tells us how we can supply our Thanksgiving and or Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever people are doing with the best, least expensive options you can find in wine. You will look like a genius, look like an expert, and also you're not going to have sticker shock in January when your credit card bill arrives.
And your family will think you're spending a ton on them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even better. All right. Now, so we've gone through that. That's sort of the pregame ritual right there. Now, for the main event at dinner, what are we doing here?
So my thing with Thanksgiving is you don't want a ton of oak and you don't want a lot of tannin in your red wines, for me anyway.
It
just kind of gets in the way, you know? It gets in the way of the food flavors because you've got, think about all the different flavors represented on the table. You've got spice, you've got sweet, you've got salt, you've got fat, you have everything. Mm-hmm. So the tannin can clash with super tannic red wine. So I chose some kind of smoother, easier going reds for you today that I'll be serving for Thanksgiving. Here in Chicago.
Awesome. Yeah. All right.
So first is our Clark and Sheffield Legacy Red. It is.
And again, this is $12 a bottle.
Yeah. I'm looking at that.
$12 a bottle.
Tasting it at the same time.
It's what I do. It's what I do, baby.
All right.
So I like this. This is a Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre blend, or you can just call it GSM. It's kind of what all the wine geeks say. So it gives you a little bit of an insider. So super fruity, pretty jammy on the nose, but round, lush, and a great, nice, fruity mid palate. I know.
Great.
Clark
good.
And Sheffield. So are these distributors from Chicago? Or what's
so
the
you can collation? Find this only at Binny's Beverage Depot. It's a label that we actually created, named after our first location of Binny's in 1948. And every time Chicagoland customers buy a bottle of Clark and Sheffield, we are going to donate $1 through Christmas Eve to the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I have to buy this
as well
now.
As the Eastern and Northern Illinois food banks.
Down,
don't forget
them.
Put
me down
them.
for a case of this.
I already did. Don't look at your credit card. And no.
That's what everyone on the show says. No fake
really
Gucci.
Interesting how all of the women who surround this show all have copies of my credit card and all seem to be able to know exactly how to charge on it.
I memorized it.
Yes.
And we all get along, too.
Yeah, that's well, right.
I think the word is collude.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no collusion here. None. All right. And then, so there's that. And then finally.
Kind of our more showstopper bottle. We've got Frog's Leap Zin. I love Zinfandel. So Thanksgiving is an American holiday, folks. So nothing wrong with American wines.
Oh, it's awesome.
I mean, a lot of times we're drinking champagne and Cote de Rhone and Chateauneuf du Pape.
Okay,
and
I need a case of this, too.
Okay.
Frog's Leap Zinfandel. Now, Frog's Leap is a great label.
Great label, great producer. They're biodynamic, right in the heart of Napa Valley. They've been there forever. They're just like a super fantastic, lighthearted
and their
producer.
Cabs and their
cabs,
are gigantic.
Their Sauv Blancs, give them a try.
Even their whites are good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they're big prices. If you go to the Zinfandel, you're going to save a bunch of money and you can get the same great experience.
So it's California's own grape. It's really, we only grow it here. We love it here. So the thing is with Zinfandel, it's kind of high in alcohol. So it stands up to the intense, you love it, yeah. stands up to the intense flavors.
Did you say one case? Did you mean two?
Two.
Yeah, two cases.
Stack
all right,
it up.
We got to run. Kristen, thank you so much. The Wine Whisperer, Binny's. Check her out. Just check out Binny's. Just go to Binny's. And all the stuff that's on sale, ask anybody in a black shirt. They are going to help you there.
Check out the podcast for your commutes.
Right.
During the holiday season, barrel to bottle.
Not your commute. Do it either late at night or early in the morning. That's the way we look at it. To stay with us during your commutes. But I see what you just did right there.
I didn't mean to compete.
I know what you meant. All right. Don't worry. See what she did there? She got my credit card. She's getting me drunk.
This is how you lost the farm.
She's trying to roll the audience away, too. All right. There we go. Kristen, thank you very much. Appreciate
you
being with us.
Thanks, Kristen.
All right. Here we go. We've got, the news with Kim Gordon coming your way in 2 minutes. Brocon Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN.
Love seeing the Wine Whisperer.
Oh, she's the best. Doesn't get any better. But again, go to WGNradio.com and you're going to see all of the wines we talked about and the price points, and you are going to be shocked. I just want to point out, can I just say this before we move on to the top five? That if you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, she gave you fizzy white wine. We can't say champagne because that's from a specific region. Yep. But for $7.99, that I have had champagnes for $79.99 that are not as good. So this is for $8 a bottle.
Right. And you can get really hurt if you just go out on your own and just find an $8 bottle of champagne. Sometimes they don't always work out well, but the stuff she recommends and she, you know, the selection. Where
and
she
people
is.
normally try to get you at those high price points, and you're like, yeah, I want good stuff, but I don't want to pay that much.
I just want you, this will be easy to remember. Go to Binny's and ask for, if you want a red wine for Thanksgiving, just think of this one thing. Go to Binny's and ask for the Clark and Sheffield Legacy Red. That's it, Clark and Sheffield, right? Clark and Sheffield. Not Clark and Addison. You might say Clark and Addison. They'll probably go, oh, yeah, Clark and Sheffield. That's what you mean. But Clark and Sheffield, the two streets in Chicago.
How much is that one again?
It's $12.
Yeah, that one was outrageously good. $12.
Get a case of it. You got, and you're taken care of for Christmas and Thanksgiving in reverse order.
Or one night hanging out with us. Whatever.
Right. Exactly right. All right. I got Hawks tickets right now for you. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All thanks to our friends at Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons. It's for Sunday night's game. I don't have the script in front of me, so I'm just making this up as I'm going along. It's against the Minnesota Wild.
Okay.
And if you're caller number 19 right now, you're pissed off for a pair of tickets. Thanks to Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
Awesome.
Did I do that right?
You did it. I think
nailed
so.
It.
Thumbs up from the producers. Yep.
All right.
Awesome job.
There we go.
And we'll be out there tomorrow.
And the Wine Whisperer actually gave me wine during that segment, and we're going to have a problem here in the top five. And coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour, we are going to read Walt Whitman. We learned earlier today, because of that Monica Lewinsky special, that Bill Clinton offered Monica Lewinsky Walt Whitman poetry, and it turns out it's actually dirty.
Who knew?
Yes. So we are going to give it the Bill Clinton treatment coming up at 5:40.
Leaves of Grass, something you don't want to miss.
Yes. Plus, you can write it down, and it's educational credit.
Yeah. Some colleges might accept that for credit.
Yes. Or no.
For continuing learning. You know, you have to do that for some certain professions. Yes. Maybe if you're a poetry.
It's the top five on the
sure.
Brocon Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four. Three.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Brocon Show with Anna DeVlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, here we go.
Number five.
Oh, Florida's a mess, right? With the election.
Still not decided in the governor's race?
Both. Right? Yeah. Senator and governor.
Right.
So you got Bill Nelson is demanding his opponent, Rick Scott. This is in the Senate race. And Bill Nelson's a Democrat. He's the incumbent. Rick Scott's a former governor. He's a Republican. They're after each other here. Now, Nelson is accusing Rick Scott of bad behavior here because he's the current governor and he could screw up the results here. He's asking for a recusal.
says he's trying to thwart the process.
Sadly, it's become clear that my opponent isn't interested in making sure that every lawful vote is counted. Instead, he's been using his power as governor to try to undermine the voting process. He's thrown around words like voter fraud with no proof. He's tried to get the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to intimidate local supervisors of election.
What's interesting about this is that you are hearing more than ever that charge, that there's voter fraud. And this, you go back to 2016. Remember when Donald Trump in 2016 said, you know, he will fully accept the results of the election as long as he wins? And we all laughed at it. Like a week out, he said that. We all laughed at it. Like,
well, they were trying to get him to answer it and trying to get him to answer it. And then eventually that's what he said.
Yeah. As long as he wins. And he won. And then all the Democrats were like, whoa. Right? And so now, no matter who wins, it's the other side going fraud. And that's crazy. It's crazy because we can't live like that. It's a democracy. We either have to trust the system or we don't. So will we or won't we? That's the big question. Now, here's Chuck Schumer. Thank God he's getting himself involved in this.
Donald Trump wants to rush the election and not let all the votes be counted. He said Bill Nelson should concede. Before everyone's vote is counted, what is he afraid of? If he really wants an honest and fair election, President Trump will stop bullying, harassing, and lying about the vote in Florida and let the election proceed without the heavy hand of the president tipping the scales of justice.
Okay.
But when was the election? A week ago?
Yeah.
Why hasn't Florida figured that out yet?
It is too tight. I mean, it really is.
It's tight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's 12,000 differential in the Senate race and 30,000 in the governor's race.
Mm-hmm. So it's a big state, a lot of
right.
voters.
Right, and there's millions upon millions of votes. So it is worth a recount. But they're only going to recount certain ballots because they only recount ballots because the ones the machine kicks out. And they have to look at them. And now we're going to go back to Hanging Chad.
I hope not.
Which, of course, was
the name of your band?
No, it was my
nickname in college?
Acting name when I was a young actor, Hanging Chad, because no one else in the union had it. All right, checking in at
number four.
Last week, the president blamed House representatives who did not support him for losing their elections.
Mia Love gave me no love, and she lost. Too bad. Sorry about that, Mia.
Friend of the show. The congressman from the Roe Con Show with Anna DeVlantis district, Adam Kinzinger, did not like that. And he said this on CNN today.
I was disgusted when I heard it happen. I mean, these are members that in their districts are reflecting their district. Some of them lost because people were frankly voting against the president. And I think if the president would have shown some more grace in that and said, you know, we're going to miss them, but thank you for their service. Instead of, it's because you didn't back me. And I can tell you a lot of these folks, Mia Love backed the president a lot. And that may have cost her if she ends up losing. I know it's still open. So a little more grace would have been a lot better. I was very disgusted when I heard that. And I'm like, well, let's go forward and look at how we're going to do better in 2020.
Not often you see that kind of level of criticism against the president from Congressman Kinzinger.
Well, he disagrees
on policy, but here he's...
Tone. He's talking about tone here. And
that's right.
And he's right. And I mean, this is a ridiculous moment. I would like the president to act as a president of the United States. He's got a whole year here now to do that. He's got 2019 where he can act like the president of the United States. He can go back into campaign mode in the 1 year from now, you know, as we head into the fall toward 2020, toward the primaries. That's fair. And that's a way to be. But can he put down the partisan lancet here and be the president? Or is it constant campaign mode? Now, this argument has been made throughout the entire 21st century about how these guys never get off the campaign trail. And that has been true. But the president
is really caught in that. And I would like to see him actually do something, not just in the best interests of his campaign or himself personally, and do and say things that are, you know, kind of healing and show a level of compassion for the people of the United States of America and for the place of the United States in the world. Is am I asking too much?
I don't think so.
Where's the Zinfandel?
I think you still have some there.
Give me the Zinfandel! Kim Gordon, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Roe, Illinois' bicentennial birthday celebration may not be living up to the hype.
Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater, Joe Donlin, weeknights on WGN TV News at 9 o'clock.
Top 5-5 continues. We're up to
number 3.
Oh, boy. You know, it sweeps on television.
So yeah, you're going to see some things.
And over at NBC5, they got a special. They got something going. Your old home, Anna.
Yeah.
Your old home. Phil Rogers, one of the great reporters in this town in history. Radio reporter par excellence, a television reporter par excellence.
What has he got?
Outrageous things you see every day on the train.
Oh, boy.
He talked to CTA employees about things that they see when they're driving the trains or working the trains. And here's Thomas Moore. He talks about how someone was shot on his train last June, and there are no monitors to see what's going on.
As soon as I stepped out of the motor cab, I saw the blood going down all the way down the platform. I can hear audible sound, but I can't see what's going on because they have programmed the cameras to not turn on until the train is completely stopped.
It's crazy.
What?
You know, now here's the problem.
See,
that they have to, CTA's got great in-station cameras.
Mm-hmm.
They got to change the cameras on the trains. And quite honestly, I know it's expensive. And I don't know how they're going to, I'm not responsible for the budget here. So it's unfair for me to comment on this, but I'm going to do it anyway. They took the conductors out of the trains 20 years ago. They should put them back in. You should put another human being on that train. They got the motorman at the front, and there should be another person back there who's a CTA employee who's got a radio. That's the way I look at it. Now, here's what's worse, though. Here's Ken Franklin. He shared a story in which he says that there are bed bugs on the train.
This is like out of a horror story. We've had individuals, homeless, so infested with bed bugs that you can see the bugs' activity on their person.
Combine that with the Sun-Times story about how some of the employees were doing their business on the train.
Yeah.
And people were actually blaming the homeless people for it, but
yes,
they had
but
bad
employees, yeah. All right. You know, we're going to have to get to the two and the one on the other side, as well as Bill Clinton reading Walt Whitman, the dirty stuff. That's all coming your way after Kim's news at the bottom of the hour, which is right around the corner. Hey! All right, it's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlancis right here on 720 WGN. Okay, now, we did not get all the way through the top 5-5.
No.
Part of it might be the fact that Binney's was here earlier. That could be an issue.
A little slower than usual.
Yeah. But we have to do that. And then we are going to read, I know this is going to sound crazy, but we should probably read some Walt Whitman on the air. And there's a reason for it. It's in the news today. Turns out that Bill Clinton gave Monica Lewinsky a poem from Walt Whitman. And you're like, oh, that's...
Isn't that sort of sweet in some weird way, even though the circumstances weren't?
Right. Turns out not.
No.
Turns out it's
very calculated.
Walt Whitman's dirtiest poem. And I have just read it, and I swear to God...
I know.
I cannot believe what's in it.
Some innuendos there?
Oh.
Oh.
Big time.
It's from 1900, and this is how they... This was porn from 1900.
That Walt Whitman.
Yeah.
Walt Whitman.
We are going to, we're going to read that to you coming up in just a moment. Let's finish the top 5-5
Let's
first,
do that.
Right? Okay, here we go.
Number two.
Cody Parkey. Remember back in Sunday when he missed all field goals?
Cody Parkey hits the upright and the extra point. That's two now. 13 out of 16, 41 yards away, and that Boy, he can hit those reports, Gaines. Toward the upright.
Oh, God.
Can you believe this? He's hit four uprights today.
Oh, my God. The roar of the crowd worse. And the doing.
Did you hear me booing back there? Did you hear that was me?
Weren't you screaming?
That was me screaming.
The boing each time. Remember we used to say Connor barfed it?
Right. Yeah.
Right. We thought that was bad.
Yeah.
Right. Right. No. Gotta play that one more time, because this has to settle in.
Cody Parkey hits the upright. And the extra point. That's two now. 13 out of 16. 41 yards away. And that. Oh. Boy, he can hit those uprights, can he? Toward the upright.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Can you believe this?
It's the thing that happens, though. You hear it through the entire stadium.
See, watching it, the broadcast, I don't think you felt that quite the same way.
Yeah, at Soldier Field, you felt it.
You actually reverberating. Feel it reverberate. Through. Yeah. Right. It's crazy how loud that is.
Right. And then the crowd goes, no. And then everyone boos and says, get out of here, Parkey.
Because it's like a big tuning fork. It just, right. When you hit it, it like just it vibrates through the whole stadium.
To add insult to injury.
Right.
Right.
Oh, 6 inches? Is that how wide it is that we decided that he managed?
Yeah, I think it's 6 inch in diameter. Six or eight.
I think it's four width, yeah, 6 inch
in
diameter.
Pick six or eight.
Yeah, I always say eight. I go with eight.
Yeah, it works.
And whatever it is. But when you hit it, and then there's Staley standing back there.
What did he do?
You know, and Staley's got to act like he's interested in it, right? Oh, yeah, no, yay! Staley's always got to be up for whatever happens.
Staley's
and his big
great.
Gut's kind of moving up and down. And even Staley's like, oh, what the...
They had a holdback guy for Staley. He was trying to take out Parkey. Get back, Staley. Get back.
Well, as it turns out, that this did not miss the Jimmy Fallon writing team because they decided to take the Bears apart.
Chicago Bears kicker Cody Parkey hit the field goal post four different times in the same game. Did you see this? In his defense, that's actually way harder to do. I mean, wow, that's pretty awesome. That's fantastic. And then after the game, it took him four tries to get through the locker room door. It's like,
oh,
Parkey burned.
Oh,
did you see that Robbie Gould was watching last night Monday Night Football?
Oh,
Giants and 49ers, and Robbie is now kicking for the 49ers
with a 95% accuracy ratio.
Yeah, pretty
rating.
Much. Yeah,
that's what Lou Canellis told us.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Anyway, he hit a really good one last night. That was a very is two
yeah, 53 yarder.
Two awful teams, and it was a fun game to watch. And Robbie Gould was the almost a star late in the game for the 49ers. And they talked about how Robbie Gould would practice by hitting the upright.
When he was here at the Soldier's Field, he was known to do that as part of his warm-up.
Yeah, right. He'd line up in the accuracy. Corner of the end zone and try to hit it from the side, and that was the way
right.
he practiced.
An accuracy to, you know, kind of exactly where on his foot he wanted to hit it so it was going straight.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Precisely where he was placing it.
Now, I do understand that the coach, Matt Nagy, or do you say Nagy, is going to send him down here this week, right? They're going to do some practices on Soldier Field?
They haven't said for sure, but that's a possibility.
Because what do you mean it's a possibility? Why wouldn't they do that?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what they said. But yeah, Robbie Gould and guys like Kevin Butler used to come down here all the time and kick because obviously the conditions are much different here than anywhere else. So why wouldn't you come here and kick?
In Lake Forest, their facility is a couple miles off the lake.
Very different conditions.
This is right on the lake.
Right.
And especially right now when it's cold and kind of weird and blustery. I mean, this is the perfect time to come down here. I would have him down here 8-hour days down here of kicking the ball. 8 hours.
Have him sleep at the stadium.
Right. I mean, that was the most pathetic performance I've ever seen from a Chicago Bears place kicker in history.
Robbie Gould, 3 for 3 last night, made both extra points. 53-yarder as well.
Gould.
Bob Thomas, who was the most questionable of Bears kickers from back in the day. I never saw Bob Thomas ever make a mistake like that, ever. And now he's a Supreme Court Justice in the state of Illinois, so I'd like to say he looks great.
Brilliant man.
Yes. So Cody Parkey can only hope to one day become a Supreme Court Justice, I think. That's all I'm going to say about this.
Well, he's got to turn it around. There's
we'll
no
never
question.
Forget the
that's
name, though, Cody Parkey.
That's a
Although,
blip.
No announcer in the NFL knows what his name is. Cody Parker coming up onto the.
It was the same announcer, though, that also called Kyle Fuller Kurt Fuller.
Right.
And Brian Callahan instead of Bryce Callahan.
There were some issues, yes. Coder Pecky.
Trevathian.
Cody Parker.
Cody Pecker out here.
The guy that can hit it.
Let's call him Cody Pokey or Posty. Posty, I think, is a good name for now.
It's just
go past that.
All bad. All right,
it'll
here
be
we
better.
Go.
Number one.
So we lost Amazon.
Yeah.
But some marketing company decided that it would be a good idea to send a message to all the cities that lost. A specific message to each city that lost the whole Amazon challenge here. Through Alexa to each home to make us feel better about ourselves, mm-hmm. including Chicago. Yep. And this may be the Cody Parkey of advertising attempts.
Hello, Chicago. Sorry about the HQ2 rejection. But if it's any consolation, you were the second city we chose. Get it? It's funny because one of your nicknames is the second city, and that's also the name of the comedy institution in your city. Ha 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 ha. Comedy.
We don't need that.
Oh, it just gets worse.
Speaking of comedy, that's why we didn't go with you. We were intimidated by your comedic prowess. Improv, sketch, stand-up. You're too funny, Chicago. We can't match that wit and spot-on delivery. Well, the delivery thing we can do. More comedy. Ha 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 ha. Being this funny is just exhausting. That's why, although you are the Windy City, we couldn't make you the WIND City. Sorry for that one.
Oh boy.
You think that was bad?
It gets worse.
Even with the cognitive computational power of our servers, that joke was the best we could do. We'll just leave you with this. Knock knock. We are sorry, Chicago. Disclaimer.
Okay.
Well, yeah. The disclaimer is important because it's not from Amazon. So Amazon didn't issue that apology.
Right. So it's from a marketing company.
Well, right. But Amazon didn't hire that marketing company either.
There's a bit they did.
I would like that marketing company to apologize through Alexa. I don't know. How do they get to Alexa? How did that even happen? This is what scares me about the world in which we now live, right? Your phone is making decisions for you. That thing, that little puck, that hockey puck on your table is making decisions for you. I would like to make decisions for myself. I probably shouldn't, but I trust myself more than that. And why is that telling me with really bad comedy to feel better about the fact that 50,000 jobs left?
She's breaking up with you. That's what she's doing.
Great WGN flash briefing, though, by the way. Check your settings for WGN. Let's throw that out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Say play WGN radio on TuneIn.
That's right. And set your flash settings.
Set your flash settings for WGN. Or, well, actually for just Chicago News. Aren't we the home of Chicago News and mm-hmm. Alexa?
We are.
Yeah.
No big deal.
We don't need them here to do that.
All right.
It makes you feel any better? New Yorkers are now upset as they take a look at the deal, and it turns out they're going to be subsidizing the Amazon executive helipad.
Well,
taxpayers will pay for that.
That's like the competition. You know, everyone was throwing everything in the kitchen sink at them.
And they're like, whoa, it actually happened? Wait.
We really got to pay for that?
That new congresswoman,
Ocasio-Cortez,
right? She's the communist?
Socialist. She's the
whatever.
Socialist.
Same thing. She's already started a get rid of Amazon push because that's her district it's going into in Queens.
Right.
So maybe we're still alive here.
No. The breakup is on.
No, the breakup's on. We don't want them.
Nope.
We're not going to take them back.
We're not taking Bobby seconds.
We're not good enough.
No. You, Jeff Bezos, and your jobs. Your jobs.
Pay $115,000 and more.
And your algorithms.
Keep them.
Right.
But send back the sweater.
Right, and your marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Yo, go home. We're not going to take you back. Wait, you're going to... Oh, really? Okay, we'll have dinner with you.
We'll think about it.
Kim, what's coming up in the news at the top of the hour?
Melania Trump wants to tell a White House national security advisor, you're fired.
Tune into the Steve Cochran Show tomorrow morning, 9:10. Thinking about selling some of your old stuff? Swap meet returns. To the Cochran Show, let us tell you if your stuff is worth anything.
Coming up, the stories that matter from Kim Gordon in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. And I want to get that out of the way first before we head into what we're about to do.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Here we go.
So Walt Whitman wrote a poem called Leaves of Grass.
Beautiful.
1900.
And who knew?
And Bill Clinton, when he was courting Monica Lewinsky, the intern, when he was 50 and she was 22.
Ew.
Hello. And now she's got an A&E special that's coming out. You're seeing her all over the press. She drops this nugget that he gave her this poem, gave her a book that has this poem in it. And sort of, and I joked earlier that he underlined the dirty parts, and
there's
I was just kidding about it. I had no idea. And then we looked up Leaves of Grass, and it turns out there's real dirty parts.
It's a celebration of human sexuality, it's been described.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. Are you ready?
I'm not sure we are.
Here we go. Sex contains all. Bodies and souls and meanings and proofs and purities and delicacies, results, promulgations, songs, commands, health, pride, the maternal mystery, seminal milk. All hopes and benefactors and bestowals and passions and loves and beauties and delights of the earth. And governments and judges and gods, followed persons of the earth. And these are contained in sex as parts of itself. In justifications of itself. Without shame, the man I know, I like, knows, and avows the deliciousness of his sex. Without shame, the woman I like, knows, and avows hers. Now I dismiss myself from impassive women. I go stay with her who waits for me, and those women that are warm-blooded and sufficient for me. I see that they understand me. Do not deny me. I see that they are worthy of me. And I will be the robust husband of those women. They are not one jot less than I am. Oh, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
It's beautiful, though.
They're tanned in the face of shining suns and blowing winds. Their flesh has the old divine suppleness and strength. They know how to swim and row and ride and wrestle, shoot, run, strike, retreat, advance, resist, defend themselves. They are ultimate in their own right. They're calm and clear, well-possessed of themselves. Okay, here it comes.
Uh-oh.
Get ready now.
Brace yourself.
That's what I said. I draw you close to me, you women. I cannot let you go. I would do you good. I am for you, and you are for me. Not only for our own sake, but for others' sakes. Enveloped in your sweet greater heroes and bards. They refuse to awake at the touch of a man. Any man but me. It is I, you women, I make my way. I'm stern and acrid, large.
Okay.
Undissuadable, but I love you. I do not hurt you any more than is necessary. I pour the stuff to start sons and daughters to fit these states. I press with slow, rude muscle. I brace myself effectually. I listen to no entreaties. I dare not withdraw till I deposit what has so long accumulated within me.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, God. Through you, I drain the pent-up rivers of myself.
Oh, my God.
In you, I wrap 1,000 onward years. On you, I graft the grafts of the best blood to me in America. The drops I distill upon you show grow fierce, athletic girls, and new artists, and musicians, and singers. The babes I beget you are upon you and beget babes in their return. I shall demand perfect men and women out of my love spendings. I shall expect them to interpenetrate with others.
Oh.
As I with you interpenetrate now. All right, where are the police when you need them?
This is beautiful.
It started off okay.
Well, you
not,
gets...
not a poem to give to your intern, but
no. You think
what was the word? Interpenetrate?
Yes.
Well, I'm taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
If you have like an office grab bag, I wouldn't give that.
No.
Good plan.
I wouldn't give that.
Good plan.
And all of this from the same man that gave us "Oh Captain, My Captain."
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's a separate. That's a separate issue.
Wow.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
It's too much to handle.
Oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Have I mentioned that we've got a big Christmas show coming up? I don't think I've done that yet.
No.
I'll do that on the other side. Oh God.
And now, the Rokan Show presents News or Ruse, a true game of true wit and skill. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, Rokan.
Thank you, Mr. Dummy. Here we go. We're going to play News or Ruse. Mm-hmm. Our celebrity today. This is great, actually.
This is
a weird small world how this worked out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy named Walt.
And he studied poetry.
And he studied poetry, and he's from Arkansas, and he knows Bill Clinton. And somehow, our rendition of Walt Whitman, read by Bill Clinton to Monica Lewinsky just a few minutes ago, really tickled him, as it turns out.
Oh, I mean, I was over the moon about that. Y'all were drinking wine earlier, reading Whitman later. It's like debauchery in here.
I know. Well, it's, you know, the fact that we can get away with this for the period of time that we can get away with this, is it's really a crime. It really is. Walt Chaddick is the executive director of Chicago Trolley and Double Decker. Thank you for that. What a great institution that is in Chicago.
25 years. It's our birthday this year.
It is amazing. And what you guys do to sell the city to people, and I always tell people, when they're residents, come down, either you get on a trolley, you get on a boat, you go take part in some of that tourism stuff, because there are people who live in this city their whole lives and don't get what actually goes on down here.
Yeah, like we have a holiday lights tour that starts the weekend after Thanksgiving and runs all the way through December, where you go to the Lincoln Park Zoo and the Chris Kendall Market. Locals don't do that kind of stuff. Why not?
Yeah.
They're remarkable things
they
to
are.
Do. It
well,
changes the context of your own life.
The zoo lights are spectacular. And Kris Kringle, that whole thing that they do down in the Daily Center is spectacular.
Yeah, and locals think they try to dissociate between what tourists do and what we do who live here.
Yeah.
Those aren't mutually exclusive.
No, that's
totally
an amazing
right.
thing to check out.
Totally right. And so as executive director and festival chairman,
I
want to thank BMO for their great support of this. BMO Harris, which is, you know, Harris Bank, one of the great Chicago institutions. And then BMO, you know, the merger there has made them one of the biggest banks in North America. Right? In the Western Hemisphere. And they are, you know, based right here, and they do an amazing job. Mickey and Minnie are going to be here, right?
They sure are. They'll be leading the parade. They go down block by block and turn on each tree full of lights.
It
and
is magical.
Super cool, yeah.
It is.
You're damn right it's cool.
Well, you see the little kids' faces light up. It is so, I just love it. So sweet.
And they do such an amazing, of all the parades in this town, and there are some great ones, but this one has really become the go-to event because it is generally the weather's, you know, okay. It can be a little chilly sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But you watch what happens as Michigan Avenue lights up block by block, almost second by second,
right?
As those trees go up. It is so much fun. And then the parties afterwards. You know, there's great events in and around Pioneer Court. There's great events that, you know, that all the different businesses are doing and their hotels are doing. It's a good opportunity for people to check out.
And it starts Friday night, so now it's become a 48-hour event. So
right, people come in, and you can come in from the suburbs. You bring the kids. You got little kids or even medium-sized kids. You bring them down, and you stay in a hotel, and you get, and there's a lot of different hotels that offer, especially the hotels on Michigan Avenue, that offer opportunities for people to see this from above, which is really amazing when you see it.
And I think one thing that people don't understand who live in Chicago is that 90% of America will see this on television.
Mm.
So we need great advertisements for Chicago. This is one.
That's a great point.
It's all positive.
May I point this out?
Yeah.
Because it's on ABC7. It is the second most viewed parade behind the Thanksgiving Day parade in New York.
in all parades in the whole season.
And we've worked really hard to make that happen. So I'm real proud of the Magnificent Mile Association.
In the nation. Yeah. I mean, this has usurped the parades on New Year's Day.
Well, it's well produced, too. It's fun to watch, whether you're there in person or on the air. But I can't imagine the economic boost that gives to get that many people viewing what we have to offer here in Chicago and get so excited about it.
I know, and thanks for saying that.
No, maybe it's cool.
I mean, Walt Disney come into town and bring the Toy Story characters, Mickey and Minnie Mouse, and the Lion King characters, that's not happening in Cleveland.
Walter Wilde here. Sorry, you got Cleveland. Walt talking about Walt Whitman and now Walt Disney. I don't know what to do here.
It's a lot of Walt.
A lot of Walt. All right, we're going to play News or Ruse right now. And let me tell you what you're going to win. The grand prize winner gets a pair of tickets to see us tomorrow night. I don't know if that's a win or a lose. But you also get to see the Hawks take on the Blues, which is always a great entertainment, no matter how you cut it. Plus a $100 gift card to Queenie's Supper Club. We're broadcasting live from Queenie's tomorrow for the pre-game for the Blackhawks.
Yep.
We'll be there starting at 3:00, and you can join us for that and then for the game. And everybody gets a certificate for a desktop pre-lit sports-themed artificial tree from Treetime Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington, featuring the most ginormous selection of artificial Christmas trees and unique decorations anywhere. All right. Walt, you ready?
I'm so stoked.
I am too. too, my friend. All right. Here we go. I know it's weird. All right, Dave and Kim, here is your headline. By the way, Dave, hold on, let me make sure I got everybody up here. Dave, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Dave and Kim, here's your headline. Wells Fargo shareholders can't sue. Are you, Kim, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know who that was.
All right. Candace, you there?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, that was Candace.
If yeah. I was.
She's playing with Violetta. We're going to get to you in just a second.
Lucky me.
Me too.
Look at you. Oh, wow. Wow. There was shade being thrown. How do you have a team breaking apart before the game even starts? I don't know. All right, here we go. Wells Fargo shareholders can't sue us. I'm sorry. Wells Fargo, : shareholders can't sue us because they should have known we were lying.
Oh, I think that's news. What do you think, Dave?
I agree, too.
What do you worry about? News.
Wow. Right out of the box.
Candace?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Andre, you there?
I'm there.
All right. You guys don't answer the question until I call on you, okay?
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Candace and Violetta, here's your headline. Florida Monkey Circus closes indefinitely after feces incident at ruins birthday party sickens 4.
Oh, geez. Candace, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's news. I
think it's ruse, though, because monkey feces happens a lot. I don't think they'd close a zoo because
that
of
was in my band in high school. So,
about that. You think ruse?
I think ruse. But it's your game.
I'll go with ruse.
There you go.
Nicely done. Right.
Well, that was sniffed out well by Violetta. All right, here we go. Andre and Walt, here you go. Referee suspended by rock, paper, scissors controversy.
Andre, I don't have any knowledge of this specifically.
Is this Bill Clinton?
It sounds just like him, right?
I get that a lot. I used to do the city tours on the double.
Will you read that Walt Whitman poem later?
No. Don't do it.
Don't do it again.
We almost lost our license for doing classic American literature. Go ahead.
I am tempted to think this is a ruse.
I agree. I think it's a ruse, too.
I'm tempted to move to Arkansas.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Back to you, Dave and Kim.
Dave and Kim, here is your headline. Retirement home alcohol ban slammed as un-Australian.
Jeez. What do you think, Kim?
My gut tells me news.
Okay, well, you know, it's Australia, so I'll go with you. News.
All right.
You know what's funny about that? Is that we've gotten down to now almost every state and country has it. Well, it's Florida, so that can happen. Well, it's Ohio. Well, it's Australia.
Well, and it's also alcohol, so yeah. I figure anything with alcohol is usually true. Yeah,
that's a good point. All right, here we go. Candace and Violetta, here's your headline. Samsung builds a robot butt just to test its smartphone's durability.
A robot what?
Butt.
Booty.
Butt?
Yeah.
Candace, what do you think about the butt?
True. I'm going to say news.
Me too, news.
Wow.
You got it.
All right, Andre and Walt, right. You got to get this right to stay in it. Otherwise, hey. It's an ignominious start to your career here, Walt.
Here's the headline. Ready? He's like a dog. Owner of 7-foot alligator found in home vows to get his pet back.
Can you repeat that?
He's like a dog. Owner of 7-foot alligator found in home vows to get his pet back.
What state was that?
He doesn't say. He doesn't say in the headline.
Can't reveal anything further.
He's like a dog.
That sounds like something some crazy redneck would say. I think that might be news. What do you think?
I think so, too.
Oh, you stay alive.
Stay alive.
All right, now, Walt, I'm going to ask you, what state do you think that's from?
I'm going to say Louisiana.
Oh, so close. Missouri. All right, here we go. Let's take a short time out. We'll find out what's happening in the newsroom and on the roads, and we'll come back. We'll determine a winner of News or Ruse for a chance to come out and see us tomorrow at the United Center in advance of Big Blackhawks game against the St. Louis Blues. We're going to be at Queenie's Supper Club tomorrow for the pre game. But first, Kim, what's coming up in the news?
Roe, former First Lady Michelle Obama's book tour kicking off in Chicago.
Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater, and Joe Donlin weeknights on WGN-TV News at 9 o'clock.
All right. News and Ruse continues. And you're playing for a great opportunity here to come join us at the Blackhawks game tomorrow night against the St. Louis Blues. You receive a $100 gift card to Queenie's Supper Club. We're going to do our pre broadcast from there. You can come hang out with us. And then on to the game right after that. And then everybody gets a certificate for a desktop pre-lit sports-themed artificial tree from Tree Chime Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington, featuring the most ginormous selection of artificial Christmas trees and unique decorations anywhere. All right, here's where we sit right now. Andre and Walt. And Walt is our celebrity today. Walt Chaddock. He is a magnificent Mile Lights Festival chairman, executive director of Chicago Trolley and Double Decker, and he's from Arkansas, but he is the most Chicago Arkansanian I have ever met in my life. That is what he is. So thank you very much, Walt, for being here.
Well, this city is easy to fall in love with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that see, he said it just
and
like Bill Clinton. So in love with you, Chicago. All right, here we go. Here is the Orion Samuelson round, and you got to get this right to stay in it. Walt and Andre, here you go.
Okay. Bank staff playing hide and seek sparked armed robbery scare.
To me, that sounds plausible. What do you think?
I'm not so sure. Let's go for it.
I'm going to go with your instinct.
What is your instinct? Is that a news?
If you think I'm wrong, you go for it.
I need an answer. News or ruse?
Ruse.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Ruse?
Ruse, not true?
Oh,
so close. My fault.
That's okay. That's all right. You still get the tree time tree. And I hope you're a Bears fan. All right. Hold on, because they're only in blue and orange. All right. Here we go. Dave and Kim, here is your headline.
All right.
Gecko butt dials bazillion times from Hawaii Seal Hospital.
That's so ludicrous. It's got to be news.
A billion times?
Yep.
Bazillion.
It's
gotta
be Ruse.
All right. Oh, my God. Violetta. Violetta is setting a record here for record wins in the history of News or Ruse, if you get this right. Candace and Violetta, here is your headline.
Idaho sharpshooter named best in the West by Field and Stream, despite shooting himself in the foot.
Might happen. What's your gut, Candace?
Hold on, let me think.
Are you thinking?
I'm thinking. Can you hear my brain moving?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we can, actually.
I'm going to go news.
News?
Yeah.
I'm going to go news, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, here we go to the light.
lightning round. Here you go. Let's start back with Candace and Violetta. Here's your headline. McDonald's customers suing for $5 million over unwanted quarter pounder cheese.
What? McDonald's customers sue for unwanted quarter pounder cheese?
Cheese, yes.
How many of them?
It's $5 million bucks worth.
True.
We're going news. You got it. All right, Dave and Kim. Swiss researchers are playing Led Zeppelin to cheese.
Well, why not?
Staying with the theme.
Let's go news.
Okay, Kim, news.
You got it.
All right, back to you, Candace Violetta. Here you go. Florida man wasn't drinking while driving, just at stop signs.
Well, that is not allowed still. Candace,
you want to go news?
Okay, I was going to say. Candace had a hunch. She went with it. Step aside, Vila.
All right, here you go. Candace Vila and David Kim.
Boise authorities stumped by video of pink alligator with Go Utes tattoo in YMCA pool.
Oh, my goodness.
Why are they giving us those? Kim.
I mean,
that sounds so ridiculous.
I know, but when it's the most ridiculous, it's
I just need
news.
An answer here. We'll
All
wait
right,
for
let's
news.
Go news. News.
Go to themagnificentmile.com if you want to take part in the Magnificent Mile Parade, right? That's the best place if you want to make a reservation, you want to come down. It's a festival. It's Friday and Saturday.
5:30 p.m. on Saturday, the parade steps off from Oak in Michigan.
And that's coming up this Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, a few days.
All right. And also the phone number, 312-409-5560. BMO Harris Bank Magnificent Mile Lights Festival this weekend here in Chicago. Don't miss it. Walt, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Walt. Thank you, Anna. Appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
All right, we got Kim's News coming your way in 2 minutes. It's the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right.
Are you still eating?
That's a serious cheese platter you got going on in here. Right. I apologize.
So four times in a row.
Yep,
four.
You got caught.
Not two, not three, not four times in a row.
I know.
I was not ready for the traffic, even though it comes up in the exact same rotation, everything else does, that I had to read a commercial for the traffic, and I had a piece of really sharp cheese in my mouth at the time.
I can't blame you. It's a beautiful cheese platter.
It is the most. I want to thank Benny's for doing that. That's amazing what they brought over here. And with the information they give, go to WGNradio.com. If you want to get wine for your holiday, for Thanksgiving, or for Hanukkah, for Christmas, whatever you're celebrating, you want to go buy cases of wine because you have parties that you're going to be either attending or throwing. It's the best wine you've ever had in your life, under $12 a bottle. It's crazy what they can do for you.
It is crazy.
Crazy.
Who else missed something four times? In Chicago.
Cody Parkey hits the upright and the extra point. That's two now. 13 out of 16. 41 yards away. And that. Boy, he can hit those uprights, can he?
Oh, boy.
Unbelievable. Can you believe this? He's hit four uprights today.
I love it. He can hit those uprights, huh?
Yeah, can he?
Well, he's pretty good at that. All right. Adam Hoge, our Bears insider.
What's the proper noise for that? Like, is it doink?
I think it's or doink
I hear
or doink.
More, I hear more of a boing.
Boing,
yeah.
It sounds
more like a dong. A reverberation afterwards.
Well, okay, so you were there on Sunday, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah,
okay, we were all there on Sunday. You can feel it. In the stadium when it happens.
Right.
It's like a tuning fork. When it hits it, there's a vibration that goes through the crowd. And he hit, by the way, it should be noted, both sides, the north end zone and the south end zone, and the left and the right upright on the
north
end zone.
The left. Right? Yep.
You missed it to the left and to the right.
Oh, everyone got to experience it.
Right.
And then...
Everybody got a good look at the Parkey experience
right.
Sunday.
Actually, it was on the left and the right, I think, on the north, and then the right
on the south.
South, yes.
Yeah, I don't think he got all four.
No.
Which
oh.
But he's no, equal, he did get all four. He got three out of four.
Equal opportunity misser, Cody Parkey. He doesn't discriminate against either side of the field goal post.
Oh, well, he's impressive. The one he missed, he can hit this week.
Okay, so can I just ask
please,
you?
No.
Don't even bring that up, Adam.
Can I ask you a question?
It's bad juju.
Can I just please, because you spend a lot of time in Hal's Hall.
I do.
Can you just sort of drop into the thought stream there? The idea of having him spend. Like, even putting him a pup tent there, he spends the night at Soldier Field, and he just keeps working on
one of those blue medical tents. He could have a little campfire on the sideline, and he can make a whole day out of it. A little camp day for Parkey kicking at Soldier Field.
Well, explain that, though, Adam, because in the past, haven't our kickers practiced at Soldier Field, or has that always been the case where they don't?
No, I mean, it's some have, some haven't, but I know that Robbie Gold and Patrick Manley, and the interesting thing about that, when they used to come down, that included a time period when Chris Tabor, who's the current Bears special teams coach, was the assistant special teams coach for the
Bears.
The
soon-to-be former special teams coach, if there's any justice in the world.
Well, but the point is that Tabor has done this before in this city with his kicker, and last week we asked him about that, and he said, oh, well, traffic's bad. Which
oh,
it
my
is.
God. Oh, what, God. Is he President Trump? What oh, do you mean God. Traffic's bad?
Oh, God.
What?
Do not try to explain that to Bears fans who travel every day hours to get downtown or reverse commute out hours. Nobody wants to hear that from a millionaire.
And no one wants the kicker at practice anyway if you're a football player.
Yeah, get rid of him. Go by himself.
No, I think because Matt Nagy did open the door to this yesterday. He said that it's a possibility that Cody Parkey will come downtown this week and practice. And my guess is that means it's going to happen. And not only would I have him come downtown, I'd have him do it at night. It's a night game, okay? So get the visualization as perfect as you possibly can.
Well, obviously, you got to get the park district to turn the lights on, though. That's the only problem at night.
We can all go there and boo him while he's kicking to give him that sort of realistic atmosphere of kicking in a Sunday night at Soldier Field.
We can make that sound. Doing, boing.
Adam, this is a monstrosity of a game. I can't remember a Bears game of this sort of magnitude in years, really.
Yeah.
With first place on the line. This is your eighth year covering the Bears. When was the last time we had a game like this meaningful for the Chicago Bears?
Yeah, I mean, the only
never in your lifetime.
the only other one is the 2013 Week 17 game against the Packers decided the division. But you know what? That had a different feel because the Bears were 8-7 going into that game, so it would have been nice to get in the playoffs, but they weren't really going to go anywhere, even if they did. And so this team just has a different feel right now. They still certainly have some things that they need to get better at if they're going to be taken seriously in
you
the
mean
playoffs.
Like this,
Cody Parkey points back the upright.
Yeah, that needs to be fixed ASAP.
The kicker needs to be fixed. But yeah, this is it's huge for so many reasons. Just the idea that you have to beat your divisional opponents at home. But you can get a game-and-a-half lead on the Vikings here by winning this game. And the Vikings' schedule down the stretch is actually easier than the Bears after the next couple weeks. So this is a situation where the Bears are going to want to pad their lead a little bit.
And you know whose schedule is really tough are the Packers going down the stretch.
But, well, they're in the middle of a really tough five-week run. But the weird thing is their December, other than having to come to Soldier Field, is really easy. That's the only reason why I'm not ruling the Packers out, because they still have the Cardinals, the Falcons, the Jets, and the Lions.
And they've got
December.
That Rodgers guy.
Yeah, he tends to be
even if
good.
He's not 100%.
Well, it'll be fascinating to see him here. After what happened in week one. It's week 16, right, isn't it? Or 17?
Week 15.
15,
week
15. Okay. Yeah. So at the end of the season, to have the Packers here after on opening night up in Lambeau, right, and the difference in the Bears' development over that period of time, the way that the defense has gelled, the way that the offense has gelled, versus what's happened to the Packers. I don't give the Packers much chance in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought going into that game, week one, that the Bears were actually going to be the better team this season. And for 90% of that game, it looked like it. But unfortunately, they blew the lead. So
I don't think that would happen again, though.
I don't think so either. And it just, again, the idea you have to beat the Lions, Vikings, and Packers at home this year. I cannot reiterate that enough. And so, you know, right now this game against Minnesota on Sunday night is so crucial.
I mean, they have 85 hours to prepare for the next game. Is that worrisome to anyone, or is that doesn't really play into anything, Adam?
It is. It's football. It's tough to turn around anytime you're going from Sunday to Thursday, but teams have to do it every year. The difference is they are not playing at noon. They're playing a night game, so the quicker round's that much faster. I think it does help that you're playing the Lions again, though, who you just, you know, beat pretty soundly the other day, and a lot of the matchups are going to be the same thing, so that does help a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And there was a devastating story in Bleacher Report today.
What's
about
that?
The Lions and their coaching staff and what's happening there and the insurrection on the team coming off of this loss. The Lions have a gigantic payroll in terms of like, you know, the most important players, right? They've got one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. Used to be the highest paid quarterback last season, he was. And they have had all kinds of problems now with personnel. They've got coaching issues. There's talk about whether or not they want to dump their coach. Right? This is first year, isn't it?
Well, and then they trade Golden Tate, who was a leader on that team for many years, probably your best receiver, and to trade him, that's obviously not going to sit well with the team, who really wasn't even out of it when they traded him, Adam. I mean, this is a tight division. And
kind of declared it a rebuilding
year. What are you doing? Yeah. I mean, I get it. He's going to walk in free agency, but Patricia rubbed a lot of guys the wrong way in training, all the way back to camp, right?
So this Matt Patricia is the guy that people will remember. You more recognize him as a Patriots coach than you do as a Lions coach. He's, you know, the guy who looks like a burly mountain man.
Brown.
He's got Zach Brown with a pen in his head, right? Yeah. He's got the big Sharpie in his ear.
Defense coordinator for the Pats for many years.
And he's got all these team rules that guys who've been in the league 5-6 years, they don't want to put up with. And I kind of get it, because they're adults, they know what they're doing, they're professionals. Mm-hmm. If they've lasted that long and they're that good, you don't have to. And he's using wind sprints as a punishment in practice. Ooh. Now, I know. You could say that, oh, good, I'm glad they're doing
that. That was like my third grade punishment when I first started playing peewee football.
These are seventh grade. Right. You can do that. In high school, you can do that. Even in college, by the time you get to that, people are like, and this is Bush League. These are professionals who do what they do. You know, so as he's doing that, he's kind of lost the trust of the team. So I would say I was really worried about that game up in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day, because that's such a great tradition. But I don't think they've got anything left in the tank.
Well, and that game matters so much to the Ford family in Detroit. They love that tradition.
Yeah.
And if they were to get embarrassed by the Bears again on national television on Thanksgiving, that's when
you
could start having serious conversations that Matt Patricia may only last one season in Detroit.
So I had the honor of being next to Martha Firestone Ford for the game on Sunday.
Wow.
And... Uh-huh. The owner,
you trash talking her?
No. That is an amazing... She's the Virginia McCaskey of Detroit, right? She's an amazing human being. That Ford family are amazing. What they've done for football is amazing. The Detroit Lions legacy is amazing. But you could not believe the reaction that family was having during that game on Sunday. They were like... They basically checked out by halftime.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
tough
I mean,
to
they were like, this is... You could sense that this is a lost season for them. And it's too bad, because they talked about the North being the toughest division in football, but it really is down to the Bears and the Vikings. And we'll give you the results of that game coming up on Friday on this program.
Beautiful.
We'll tell you what it's going to be. Thank you very much, Adam. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, let's check in right now and find out what is happening in the newsroom. Andrea?
And Michelle Obama is in town. She was signing copies of her new book today ahead of her appearance at the United Center tonight. That story and much more coming up at 7.